استعينه واستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام، ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اما بعد، فان اصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الامور محدثاتها، فان كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار. By Allah's leave, inshallah, today we continue our series concerning the book Bulugh al-Maram, the explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram. And today, which is Tuesday, 20th of October 1998, equivalent to the last day of Jamad al-Akhirah, for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this class today constitute class number 30. This is the 30th class for the explanation of the book The Attainment of the Objective. And our class today, inshallah, concerning one of the prayers that been taught to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is salah, this prayer called Salatul Kusuf, the prayer at an eclipse. Salat al Kusuf is a prayer which been performed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the time that the sun of the eclipse, if it happened to the sun or to the moon, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to hasten to the prayer. That means he will do a physical prayer. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. And for those who have the book Bulugh al-Maram, you'll see this in chapter number 15, page 175. And today, inshallah, we're starting with hadith number 401. عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: انكسفت الشمس على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم مات إبراهيم، فقال الناس: انكسفت الشمس لموت إبراهيم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله، لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياته، فإذا رأيتموهما فادعوا الله وصلوا حتى تنكشف. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by المغيرة ابن شعبة رضي الله عنه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. And the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima, the hadith is authentic. The Mughira ibn Shu'ba is telling us that was a solar eclipse in the time of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it happened to happen in the day which his son Ibrahim passed away. And his son Ibrahim was his son from Maria Al-Qibtiyya, and this was one of his right hand was this. And this woman which been given as a gift to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the king of Egypt. And to the best of my knowledge, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never married Maria, and she had remained on her belief, Christian. Okay? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a son from her by name Ibrahim. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim, son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, passed away while he was a baby. And it happened in the same day that the eclipse happened to the sun. That means you could not see the waves of the sun, you see darkness like over covering the whole sun, and you see that the whole environment start to be dark, almost like night time, but you still during the day. Okay, so some of the Sahaba assume that this is a sign of sadness from the sun, the creation of Allah, for the death of the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to hasten to correct the understanding of the Sahaba and to let them know that the sun, الشمس والقمر آيتين من آيات الله. إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله. That the sun and the moon is nothing but what? One of Allah's creation. One of Allah's miracles, one of Allah's existence, okay, that Allah made them to exist, He created them, He put them there. And they have nothing to do with the death of somebody or the birth of somebody, okay? There is no relationship between this and that. لا ينكسفان لموت أحد, regardless if the sun or the moon. Because we can say eclipse to the sun, and also we can call eclipse to the moon. And sometimes in the Arabic they distinguish between kusuf and khusuf. They say kusuf al-shams or khusuf al-qamar, but both of them, kusuf and khusuf, is still the same thing. Okay, eclipse. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the sun and the moon, one of Allah's signs, one of Allah's miracles, that when you see it, you see the greatness of Allah, you get to know about Allah's greatness. This is what he means by a sign or a miracle, okay? And they have nothing to do with the death or birth of anybody. But what is supposed to be your behavior when you see something happen to them, like what you just saw of the eclipse? فَادْعُوا اللَّهِ, call on Allah. And sallu, that means perform a prayer, hatta tankashif, until it comes clear and go back again to the same like we start in the beginning. Okay, and this hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. And another narration say hatta tanjali, that became bright, the sun will come bright again. ولل بخاري من حديث أبي بكر فصلوا وادعوا حتى ينكشف ما بكم. Okay, which is the same meaning also. Hadith number حديث نمبر 402 وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جهر في صلاة الكسوف بقراءته فصلى 4 ركعات في ركعتين واربع سجدات، متفق عليه. وفي لفظ مسلم وفي رواية له فبعث مناديا ينادي الصلاة جامعة. This hadith which reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and the hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, the hadith is authentic, reported by Aisha, and she's given us some explanation about the kayfiyya, that how to make salat al-kusuf, the eclipse prayer. So number one, that jahra fi salat al-kusuf, that mean he read out loud in the salah, that mean like salat al-maghrib, you can hear the imam while he was reciting. فَصَلَّ 4 ركعاتٍ فِي رَكْعَتَيْن, that means the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed 4 rak'at in 2 sections of the prayer and 4 sujood. Okay, and this is the kayfiyya of salat al-kusuf. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. So from this hadith we understand that salat al-kusuf, the eclipse prayer, is a perform taught sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That salat al-ruku' consists of 2 sections, that mean 2 rak'at. That it is from the sunnah to read out loud during the salah of kusuf. Also, the sunnah that you gather the people for salat al-kusuf without the regular adhan, but you say as-salatu jami'a, as-salah jami'a. This is the way how the person will call for it. Okay, that means as-salah prayer is a mean of getting you together or come together for the prayer. As-salah jami'a, prayer bring you to come together for the prayer. Also, we understand from this hadith that is no adhan, no iqama, like the regular adhan, and with no iqama. Also, we understand that salat al-kusuf, the eclipse prayer, to be done in jama'a. That we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he taught us in the first hadith, that you continue in prayer until it comes clear, and you know sometimes it takes hour or hours. So that means you're supposed to prolong your salah. Now, how is the salat al-kusuf, the eclipse prayer, will be done? 2 rak'at, like you make salat al-subh or you make the sunnah of maghrib, this is called 2 rak'at. But what you actually do, you make 2 ruku', that means 2 bow down in each rak'ah. You understand? So the first rak'at, as example, Allahu Akbar, and after this you read the opening dua and the fatiha and the long surah, right? When you finish Allahu Akbar and you go for ruku', long ruku', subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi al-azim, and keep glorifying Allah. Okay, now when you say سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا ولك الحمد, you did not go down to sujood, but you're going to start reciting again fatiha and the long surah. Okay, when you finish you say الله أكبر and you go again الركوع, سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم. Okay, for a long time, سمع الله لمن حمد, and after this you will go to sujood, to sajda. You follow what I'm saying? So in each section of the prayer, what we usually call it raka'ah, there is 2 bowing down instead of 1. This is the way how Salatul Kusuf is clear. Okay, alhamdulillah. Hadith number 403. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال إن خسفت الشمس على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فصلى فقام قياما طويلا نحو من قراءة سورة البقرة ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا ثم رفع فقام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول ثم سجد ثم قام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول ثم رفع فقام قياما طويلا وهو دون القيام الأول ثم ركع ركوعا طويلا وهو دون الركوع الأول ثم رفع رأسه ثم سجد ثم انصرف وقد انجلت الشمس فخطب الناس متفق عليه. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And the hadith is muttafaq alayh, that means in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. And the continuation of this hadith or the other version of it, صلى حين كسفت الشمس ثمانية ركعات في أربع سجدات. Okay, this is the other version. So the difference between this hadith and the hadith before, that is still talking about the كسوف or the خسوف of الشمس, the eclipse for the sun. The only difference here is telling us that the first raka'ah is longer than the second raka'ah. The first recitation is longer than the second recitation. That the first ruku' bound down is longer than the second bound down. And keep going less, less, less. Okay? The difference which in the version of Sahih Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did what? ثماني ركعات في أربع سجدات. That mean in each section of the prayer, what we usually call it raka'ah, he made how many? Four ruku'ah, four bound down. The regular prayer will make what? One bound in each raka'ah. The hadith before, he told us that Rasulullah make two bow down in each raka'ah. The narration of Imam Muslim telling us that he did what? Four bow down in each raka'ah. Okay? So he said, Allahu Akbar, he recite Fatiha and a long surah. Allahu Akbar, go Subhana Rabbi al-Azim for a long time. Sami' Allahu liman hamida. And recite Fatiha and a long surah. And after this, Allahu Akbar, and go again for ruku'. He finish this, he get up again, Allahu Akbar, and he go again and recite. And he go for the third ruku'. And after this, Sami' Allahu liman hamida. Okay? And he recite again. Long surahs. Okay? And after this, he go again number four for ruku'. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim again. Four times. After this he will say Sami' Allahu liman hamida. All this time he didn't go to the ground yet, to the floor yet, for prostration. But how many times he bow down? Four times. And he recite four times. And after this he will go down for sujood, two sajda, and all this you call it one raka'ah. Now he will get up for the second raka'ah, and he will do the same thing again. So, and this is narration of Imam Muslim, that it shows you that Salat, the eclipse prayer, have more than one formality. Okay? That you can make it with two ruku', or you can make it with four ruku', and you will find another version comes and they tell you about something different from this. All of them authentic, all of them been done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like you see in the one that is going to be by Jabir, that he made 6 ruku'ah, that means 3 in each raka'ah. Okay? And all of them been done by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can imagine for salah like this, how long will take. I remember I made it one time behind the Imam in the Haram in Mecca, and you're talking about 2 hours, for a long time. And I alhamdulillah attended also one of the prayer of the istisqa, seeking the rain, and it's so beautiful. You understand, when you see the things happening, that you hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And this is the way how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wants the Muslims always to be in touch with Allah. Especially when they see things like earthquake, eclipse, serious things happening. Not to be living, you understand, like no feeling, no any kind of reaction towards what you see. Okay? But when these things happen, you're supposed to be scared, and you hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with forgiveness and making salah and dua. The next hadith, the next narration was by Imam Muslim, and we said that 8 down in 2 raka'at, which you have 4 prostration in it. And the next one was by Ali, which is similar. And the next one by Jabir, which is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 6 raka'at the 4 sajadat. But you notice that all of them have how many prostration? 4. So this is let you know that it each was only a bow down and get up for salah, for recitation. Bow down and get up again for recitation. And after this, when he go to sujood, now this is the completion of 1 raka'ah. So in this narration of Jabir, which is authentic also, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did 6 down in 2 section of the prayer with 4 sujood. The one that by Abu Dawood, okay, that mentioning about 5, this narration is weak. Next hadith number 404. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال ما هبت الريح قط إلا جثى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على ركبتيه وقال اللهم اجعلها رحمة ولا تجعلها عذابا. This is رواه الشافعي والطبراني في الكبير and in Sunan al-Baghawi, that also shows that how the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he see a wind, okay, or hurricane or anything like this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he get down on his knees, okay, and he will sit on his toes will be, his feet will be standing up and his knees down, okay, and he will pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah make it a cause of rahmah, a cause of mercy, and not to be a means of punishment. Because you know all the things became a means of punishment, alaykum salam, for nations before us. The rain, hurricane wind, earthquake, all these things happening, okay? So when these things happen, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always hastened to Allah by salah, going to the masjid, or making dhikr, or making dua, as we see in this hadith. And the humbleness, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will humble himself. He goes in his knees, okay, and he will call in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahumma ij'alha, O Allah, make it a cause of rahmah, mercy, wa la taj'alha azaba, and don't make this wind a means of punishment. The next hadith, which hadith number 405, وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه صلى في زلزلة ست ركعات وأربع سجدات وقال هكذا صلاة الآيات رواه البيهقي وذكره الشافعي عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه مثل دون آخره. This narration which reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 6 rak'at in 2 sections of the prayer. Okay, that means 6 bound down in 2 rak'at with 4 prostration. And he said, وَقَالَ هَكَذَا صَلَاةُ الْآيَاتِ. This is the way, the prayer of signs. Okay? That means this is the way they were supposed to pray during any change or any major change in weather or in what you call nature, how you call the environment or تقلبات الطبيعية ولا the nature. This what it is, which you understand can be earthquake, can be hurricane, can be a serious rain. These things that happen, you understand, and so that the person. So this basically, this chapter was dealing with the salah during the eclipse for the sun or the moon, and in general major changes in the climates and the nature, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The next chapter, okay, this is another chapter, new chapter, chapter number 16, and also shows us how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he always hasten to the prayer. He always goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for needs, for wants, for hardship, for problems, that the prayer was the main refuge to him, regardless whatever happened. Okay? And this is supposed to teach us something. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why he been sent? To be imam to us, to be example for us. And we have to know, because we face problems. We face problems, okay? Different kind, and it have to be our way that we always go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have a problem. Because the solution is there, is the solution in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you need to show your humbleness and your weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to go calling in Allah through the prayer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the condition. So this shows us, the eclipse prayer shows us how Rasulullah hastened to Allah in the changes of the weather and things like this. Now you see how the Prophet also hastened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is drought, or that there is no rain, or a hardship and can be threatened the people, their lives, the livestock, the plants and the cultivation and the farms and all the things. For also hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. Okay? And this is chapter number 16 called Bab Salat al Istisqa, ay Talab al Suqya. Okay? So Salatul Istisqa, Prayer for Rain, Chapter 16, Page 178. This Hadith number 406 عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متواضعا متبذلا متخشعا مترسلا متضرعا فصلى ركعتين كما يصلي في العيد لم يخطب كخطبتكم هذه. رواه الخمسة وصححه الترمذي. This hadith reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. And this hadith is a collection of Imam Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi wa Nisa'i wa Ibn Majah and Sheikh Nasiruddin al-Albani hafizahullah. He pointed this hadith to be Hasan, that is good. Okay. Al-istisqa means seeking Allah's assistance for sending the rain down. Mutawadi'an ay munkasiran lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. That means humbling himself. Mutabaddilan, that means tarika lizina. That means he went in what you call almost like ragged clothes. He didn't take the best of his clothes. Okay, before he going before Allah asking, so he want to show himself in the position and in the formality of somebody who really begging. You didn't go, you understand, with your best clothes. You go with your ragged clothes, showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am here, I am your slave, we are in very bad need for you, Allah. You see? So with his action and his outfit to show everything, how he's humbling himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mutakhashi'an, humbling herself. Mutarassilan ay mutaanniyan fi mishyatihi, that mean walking soft, okay, not like crushing himself, humbling himself. So he humbling himself in the way he walking, the way how he dressed, in everything, okay. Mutadarri'an, that mean in the extreme way of calling in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a description of Ibn Abbas to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he went out for the Salat al-Istisqa, the prayer for rain. And after this he said fasalla rak'atayn, that he performed two rak'at, kama yusalli fil Eid, the same way he made the Eid prayer two rak'at. So the Istisqa prayer, asking for rain, is two rak'at, is not like the eclipse prayer, okay? Two rak'at, and he said like al Eid prayer, the same way. But he did not give a khutbah, your kind of khutbah, the, like, you know what is like khutbah to Jum'ah or something like this, okay? And as I said, the hadith that is Hasan. The next hadith, which hadith number 407, this hadith which reported by Aisha, and for the sake of time, maybe, or anybody care for me to read it in Arabic? No one. Okay. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. Please forgive me. Is it okay not to read it? Or is it okay that... Brother, this is free country, brother. Alright. We read it also so Arsha can catch it some Arabic words here. And سيوة المثنى جمعا ومستر ان شاء الله. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت شكى الناس الى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قحط المطر فامر بمنبر فوضع له في المصلى ووعد الناس يوما يخرجون فيه فخرج حين بدا حاجب الشمس فقعد على المنبر فكبر وحمد الله ثم قال انكم شكوتم جدب دياركم وقد امركم الله تعالى وقد امركم الله ان تدعوه ووعدكم ان يستجيب لكم ثم قال الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين لا اله الا الله يفعل ما يريد اللهم انت الله لا اله الا انت انت الغني ونحن الفقراء انزل علينا الغيث واجعل ما انزلت علينا قوة وبلاغة الى حين ثم رفع يديه فلم يزل حتى رؤي بياض ابطيه ثم حول انل الناس ظهره وقلب رداءه وهو رافع يديه ثم اقبل على الناس ونزل وصلى ركعتين فانشأ الله تعالى سحابة فرعدت وبرقت ثم امطرت رواه ابو داود. حديث عائشة يلا ببليز وزهير ان ذا حديث ان ذا كوليكشن اوف الامام ابو داود ان الحاكم البيهقي also ان the hadith is حسن ان the hadith that the people had complained to the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم concerning the lack of rain. The prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered the minbar, okay, like what we have here, and put outside in the musalla, not in the masjid, in the musalla, the place where they make the Eid. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he promised them for a special day to meet them there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam waited for that day until the sun had show up, that means risen already, and passed the time of forbidden time for prayer. After this, he sat on the minbar and he made takbir by saying Allahu Akbar, praise be to Allah, and after said you had complained concerning the lack of rain, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had command you that you supplicate and call on him, and he had promised you that he will answer your prayer. After this he said, oh praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the world, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the king of the day of judgment. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He do whatever he wants. O Allah, you are Allah. There is no deity except thee. There is no deity worthy of worship except thee. You are the self-sufficient, and we are the poor one to you. We are in bad shape for you. O Allah, send the rain on us, and O Allah, make it strengthen us for a while, and means for accomplish our needs for a while. And he raised his hands and he kept raising them and calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he saw his armpits. And after this he changed his rida, his coat, his soap, whatever he was wearing. After he was wearing it the right way that you appear, he changed it, okay, the inside out and the outside in, okay, or he put the right shoulder on the left shoulder, or that he put it like this, okay, to show his weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, that a form of a high form of humbling yourself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. showing how bad, how you are in a bad shape. Okay? So he took his rida and he turned after he was facing the people, he turned and gives him their back, and after this he took his coat and he changed it. Okay? And after this he raised his hands and he called in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he faced the people again. He came down from the minbar and he performed two raq'at. And after this, the clouds came and thunder and the rain start coming. Immediate answer, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So we see again here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the khutbah that he gave and how he humbled himself, reminds the people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for them to call in Allah, and how he changed his coat or his rida, whatever he was wearing, to also humble himself, or hoping that Allah will change the condition by changing the way how he dressed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The next hadith, okay, and in another narration saying that ثم صلى ركعتين جهر فيهما بالقراءة, and he had led them in two rak'at while he recited out loud. Okay, this is something also to let us know the salah for the rain, that you say it out loud, people will hear you. Hadith number 408. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا دخل المسجد يوم الجمعة والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قائم يخطب, فقال يا رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام هلكت الأموال وانقطعت السبل, فادعوا الله يغثنا. فرفع يديه ثم قال اللهم أغثنا, اللهم أغثنا, اللهم أغثنا. فذكر الحديث وفيه الدعاء بإمساكها, متفق عليه. This hadith which reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. The hadith is in the highest form of authenticity in collection of al-Bukhari and Muslim, that while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the Jum'ah, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing up giving, delivering his khutbah, a man entered the masjid and say, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, destruction for the property and the livestock, okay, our property, because there is no water, so the plants need water, the animals need water, the human being, so this is destruction, okay, it's going to, everything is about to finish, to die, and that the roads are cut off, okay. So call in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rescue us, to help us. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was delivering the khutbah, right away, immediately he raised his hand and he said, Allahumma aghithna. Oh Allah, send the rain down. Oh Allah, rescue us. Oh Allah, help us. Okay? Three times. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Okay? From this hadith, we see the permissibility of people talking to the imam during the khutbah. If there is a correction, or there is a question, or there is emergency, or whatever it is, okay, that the person can talk to the imam while he's giving the khutbah. But people could not talk to each other during the khutbah. Okay? This is one thing from the hadith that we learn. Also the permissibility of dua during the khutbah for this certain occasion like this. Also from this hadith we understand that the khutbah to be delivered while the imam is standing up, not sitting on the minbar. Next hadith, page 181, hadith number 409. وعنه رضي الله عنه, عنه ذات مين أنس also is the reporter, رضي الله عنه أن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه كان إذا قحطوا استسقى بالعباس ابن عبد المطلب وقال اللهم إنا كنا نستسقي إليك بنبينا فتسقنا وإنا نتوسل إليك بعم نبينا فاسقنا فيسقون, رواه البخاري. This hadith reported by Anas and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and the hadith is authentic that when they used to have drought that